Reading this afternoon from the first epistle to John and chapter 4 from the first epistle of John. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Lord, gracious God, give us that faith to believe in thee at this time, and to believe in thy word, and to believe, Lord, that thy love has brought thyself into the world in the humanity of our flesh, sin accepted. And thou hast, Lord, gone to the end of the law that was broken by us, and magnified it, and made it honorable. Oh, we do feel, Lord, so desirous to feel that love that thou hast manifested to poor sinners will be confirmed in our own soul. That thou wilt dwell in our hearts, that we might be rooted and grounded in that love. We venture this day to speak of that love, to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the Lord Christ, to feel united to thee, Lord, the true and the living vine, that we might be truly soldiers, Lord, of Christ, with a point and arm to know thee one day without a bar between. While we live here below, Lord, in this same stained world, we do pray, keep us unspotted. We need thee to gird up the loins of our mind, that we might be sober and hope to the end, for the grace it is to be given to us if we're thine. We cannot, Lord, boast of anything, but all that we desire to know is that we have handled, tasted and fed upon the word of life. Though we are poor, feeble disciples, Lord, ignorant and unlearned, yet by the grace of God, able to do far more exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, through the mercies of the covenant-keeping God. May we draw power and feel more of that union and communion with thee, the Moth and Mercy Seat. Oh, we're so very much of the earthly, so carnally minded, which is enmity to God. But break through the gloom, Lord. Shine into our hearts and favour us, Lord, to know something of these precious gospel truths as they are applied by thy Spirit, that we can lay claim to this and that portion of thy word that thou hast revealed to us. Do, Lord, be our guard and our guide, and that friend that sticketh close in the brother. Oh, bow down thine ear, Lord, for we shall ever be poor and needy. Yet, Lord, to know that thou hast thoughts of peace towards us, and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Oh, Lord, remember us each in mercy in our pathway of life. And, oh, Lord, may we be spared to continue, Lord, to proclaim thy name, to receive thy name, and bless thee, Lord, for the gospel, united to Christ, the true and the living Saviour, who, Lord, has done great things for sinners, whereof even we humbly hope shall make us glad for the opportunity to hear these gospel truths, but pray for the application of them, that we might truly be able to speak, Lord, well of thee, and also to serve thee with reverence and godly fear in this dark world of sin and woe. Do keep us unspotted, Lord. Do preserve and keep our lives, Lord, we do pray thee, from the dangers, Lord, upon the high road, or wherever, Lord, we are found. Oh, hold up our goings in thy paths, that our footsteps slip not. Draw near to us, keep alive our interest in the merits of Jesus, object of our soul's desires, Jesus crucified for me. Oh Lord, do maintain our causes of truth, we do pray thee. Preserve our buildings, Lord, from the evil men whose intents, Lord, are to destroy any place, Lord, that is one where God's name is exalted through Christ. Lord, we realize the dangers, even, Lord, in Geelong this past week. Lord, there's no safety, Lord, unless thou art our guide, yet guide and our guide of our properties, which thou hast provided for us. Oh, do live, Lord, we pray thee. Watch over us in our absence, in our causes, we pray thee. And all that we might yet see, Lord, if it could please thee, a building up of our churches, in their most holy faith. Oh, we do need it, Lord, to grant us that help to continue. Few though they may be are, it seems, Lord, in thy cause. With our mercy is the foundation of God for having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let him that in the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Do help us, Lord, to walk worthy of thee and the vocation when we trust we have been called, looking unto thee. Govern their ways and their affairs. May their steps be ordered by the Lord. May we be delighted to do thy will, we pray thee. We wait to thee for instruction and teaching in the way we would have us to go. Be with us, Lord, in our days of learning and through life's journey. May we ever realize the necessity of thy presence. If thy presence go not with us, carry us up hence. For thou hast said, my presence will I give thee and give thee rest. Oh, do go before us, Lord. Preserve unto us then their religious liberties, that the so, Lord, undermine my the wicked. And oh, Lord, do keep us from harm then continually, and keep our minds at least from time to time stayed upon God, who is our only help to bring us through at last. And Lord, do come to our aid. What way before our hope is in thee. Help us to continue to exalt Christ. And do, Lord, grant that thou come and touch our hearts and melt us down to know and witness a little of that love of Christ shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Pardon then, Lord, all their sins, all we ask in this, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 117, the tune is Sorely 231. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. See how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. The cries and tears he offered up, his humble suit you know, but with authority he asks, enthroned in glory now. Seven. Thank you. please to help me. I would again like to direct you prayerfully to the 1st of John chapter 3 and verse 1 of the text of the morning. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Oh, where we do feel desperately to need, if we're seeking souls, this love of God bestowed upon us. We're not without hope, are we, that the Lord has called us by his grace. We've nothing to boast of. We're made to feel the guilt and the burden of those sins, dear friends, that we're born in and shapen in, conceived in, and through the mercy of quickening grace, we trust, Lord, that we have a hunger and a thirst for his imputed righteousness, to cover with the mantle of his forgiving love all our sins. Lord, to know then that he has loved us with an everlasting love, and therefore we have the effects of his loving kindness drawing us with the cords of a man and with the bands of his love. It is vital then that we know what it is to love in word and neither in tongue but in deed and in truth. All we do need the Lord to grant us the truth might be burnt into our souls. When Jesus with his mighty love visits our troubled breasts, we may be troubled in providence, we may be tried and troubled with afflictions, we might be troubled and tried with the burdens that we are brought into in life's journey, but all to realise, to know that he has eternally loved you and me, and we have evidences of it. We want those evidences to shine into our heart. We want to have our darkness removed by the Son of Righteousness coming with healing in his wings. Healings in our bodies, which we have to experience as we journey on, the burden of our afflictions, and many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And so if we have been born again, we shall hate sin. We shall seek that grace to separate ourselves. Jesus says, through his word, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Are we coming? Have we been made to feel that broken-hearted condition to come out from among them? Jesus draws us by his sweet, marvellous grace, touches your heart. You'll have a real experimental religion. Things truly known and felt in your soul and mind, that we shall see grace to follow him. Lord, work in my heart both the will and do of thy good pleasure. Lord, that we might have that exercise of mind, that we do those things that are pleasing in the sight of God. We seem to be so dark and in bondage for the most time. We don't want a mechanical religion. No, we want something that we're guided by his counsel. You take heed to his counsel, to his word, that he might dwell in our hearts by the faith, that we might be rooted and grounded in that true love. Because true religion is more than notion. Something must be known and felt. Or to know that you've had a change in your whole. You've been pricked in the conscience and you have a real desire to walk in his fear. Oh, we know this, that we have committed sin. When the devil's got hold of us, when he's tempted us and we fall under his spell with some subtle temptation that he's put in our path and we haven't resisted it as we should have done. Or we find ourselves often so carnally minded, but all to be blessed with a spiritual mind. Without me, you can do nothing, and so we have to prove. We have broken God's commandments. If we've broken one, what a mercy that the Lord is able to heal you and restore unto you and me the joy of salvation and bid you and me come. Bring your hard things to me. We want to think our own wisdom can overcome these things that trouble us. But we have to prove, dear friends, the tempter's time to prove, but also time to taste the Saviour's love. All must come and last an end, as shall please our heavenly friend. Or to know then this union with Christ, to feel that blessed revelation that Jesus himself draws near, that it, your heart burns within you as you talk with him. By the way, you will talk to him. You will want to be enabled to commune with your heart with him as you call upon him at the throne of grace. Cast, he said, on me thy care. 'Tis enough that I am thine. I will all thy burdens bear. I will all thy needs supply. We do often find ourselves doubting and fearing of the unknown way, don't we? But you see, you have to realise that the Lord himself is going to teach you and me. And this is by these things men live. And in these things is Hezekiah, but by these things men live. And in these things is the life of my spirit. What a blessed gift is the Spirit of truth, as he reveals to you that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and all that the Father giveth him shall come to him. This is the pathway of every true seeker, every true believer. Their ways are governed by the Lord. And sometimes we look back and see all the way the Lord God has led us to prove us to know what's in our heart, whether we keep his commandments or no. And oh, what a mercy that we have faith to believe that he heareth us. When most we need his helping hand, his friend is always near with heaven and earth at his command. He waits. That's the waiting point, isn't it? He waits to answer prayer. He doesn't immediately come and answer your prayers. And some of your prayers you never answer, because there's something you want to consume upon the flood. Something you want, dear friends, to consume on the lust of your flesh. And he doesn't always hear, does he? But he hears, dear friends, when you come with that boldness of the Spirit, because he pours upon you a spirit of grace and of supplication, and you look upon him. You want salvation. It's all of his free and sovereign grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. This is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's not of works, it's through faith in the merits of Jesus, that he might dwell in your heart, you might be rooted, as we said this morning, and grounded in love. The truth ground into your heart, dear friends. In the fleshly tables of your heart, rooted and grounded in the truth as it is in Jesus. Here a little and there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, as he blesses your souls with this love. and that we should be called the sons of God. A blessed favour to feel that hope, you're a son or daughter of God by blessed adoption. You'll be pressing on, pressing toward the mark for the prize. You see, you might run with patience the race set before you, looking in the direction of Jesus. Lord, bless thy word as I open the Bible at home, that it might not be just print on paper, but it might be an appointed time when the Lord so breaks down your heart and those barriers, dear friends. You pray these things, but do you really want deliverance? We have to ask ourselves that, don't we? Are we just merely formal believers in Christ? Believe in the word, but we want it personally to be applied to our souls, to be enabled to confess that Jesus as God dwelleth in you, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And you say, rend the heavens and come down, Lord. Touch the mountains of my heart, that they might be dissolved, that I might look upon him whom I have pierced, my sins, not another's sins. We don't point the finger at another, dear friends. We might have done in their day. Look how they've broken, look how they'll go on living in their lives. Mockery to God. We have to learn what are their own mockery to God. Imagining we are somebody of value in the house of God as we come week by week. But you see, the Lord has stripped you and me of any fancied meekness as approaching to under him. And we know that we are sinners in God's sight. Sins of thought, word and deed that have emanated from our mouth, from our polluted lips. Oh, wretched, vile sinner, we shall know that. And so enable, behold, I am vile. Nothing to bring before God, everything to receive of the token of his love. Because he has caused you through mercy to be born again of the water of the Spirit. And you knock upon the door of mercy. And you pray that it come and manifest to you this everlasting love and these tokens for good in your soul and mine. Looking away from self, I've got nothing to bring, Lord. Everything that needs punishment from my sins. But oh Lord, if those sins are pardoned, my sweet hope will be that I should get the victory over this body of sin and death through the merits of Jesus. Object of my soul's desire, Jesus. Laid down his life for my soul. You're bought with a price. Bought with a price. What a price. It's inconceivable at times that your soul and mine can ever be amongst those that he has redeemed from the curse of the law. But the Lord breaks through. He breaks through the gloom. He touches your heart. And you say, and I'll go in the strength of the Lord, and I'll make mention of his righteousnesses only. Because you see, your heart may condemn you, but he reads here, God is greater than their heart and knoweth all things. All things. And so then we look with that measure of confidence of faith toward God. That he is able to bind up our broken heart. He's able to heal us. And we come with that hymn writer's language. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Or do you feel that? Do I? There'll be occasions when you will mourn. You know what it is to weep and mourn over your sins, dear friend. They shall come with weeping and supplication. Will I lead them? This is the work of the Spirit, not of man. They come with supplication and weeping. Come with tears, dear friends. And he will reveal to you his love, and he'll wipe those tears from off your faces and mine. Yes, you'll know what it is to have a falling tear, the upward glancing of the eye, when none but God is near. Sweet moments, very precious, seconds only maybe in your lives, but they've been an experimental sign that you have a broken heart in contrite spirit. You want this love. You've had the experience of love with your fellow creatures, haven't you, in this life? It pales, dear friends, compared to the love of Christ, which is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. What a mercy that we might then receive these blessings of the Lord to enrich your soul and mine. And he bids you come and you obey his voice. My sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Eternal wisdom there declare that we should always have joy. But there are those moments when there's joy and peace in believing in the only begotten Son of God, who is full of grace and full of truth, and that we should be called the sons of God. You won't lightly be enabled to say that, but you, with a humble hope, being able to say, you've been called by his grace to become a son of God, and you've borne witness to the truth as it is in Jesus, but the world knoweth us not. You see, men might say they've been born again, but we can only know by what they testify and what they've received, that they've handled and tasted and believed in what the Lord has revealed to them. It's all very well for others who might doubt you and might not acknowledge your religion, but you know where the Lord has worked in your soul. And there'll be others might be critical of you and question you as to your standing before God. But we have to prove that what the Lord has shown you, he has applied it with power, and you know there's no question in your mind as those sweet moments you've had before the cross, as Christ is revealed to you and me, and he's promised you. And his promises are yea and amen in Christ. They'll be performed. What the Lord has spoken to you and me of this love, because you've been born of God. And you have this little treasure in your earthen vessel, that the excellence of power may be of God and not of you, and not of me, in the flesh. They've been in the Spirit. And sometimes you've felt the Spirit of Christ has rested upon you and anointed you and given you a world in season, which is like apples and gold in pictures of silver. The blessings of the gospel. And you have received a precious promise that is yea and amen in. And so you have a hope that the Lord has first loved you. And having loved his own that are in the world, he'll love them too in the end. And he'll take their never dying souls, saved with an everlasting salvation, to those glorious places in heaven. He has made my heaven secure. Will all here all will provide. While Christ is rich, I can't be poor. Well, what can I want beside the love of Christ? And though it's here a little and there a little, as I said before, it is these sweet moments before the cross when he visits you with his love. And what could you want beside? This is the object of your soul's desire, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death, the death of the cross. Crucified to the world, and the world unto me. And so he delivers you from your fears and confirms your soul with a sign following. And he says, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For beside me there is no Saviour. Oh, when we think that, our love, if it's true love from the Spirit, then we should love the Lord with heart and mind and soul, and not be ashamed to own him as our Lord and our Saviour. Oh Lord, you have to pray, Lord, drive out the buyers and the sellers, deliver me from Satan and his subtle teaching, and that gin, snare and trap that we lay for my unwary feet. Blessed Jesus. So this, the Father, manner of love, the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. You shrink from saying that, don't you? But you have a good hope secretly in your soul. He has visited you. He has touched your heart. He has changed your heart, renewed your will, returned your feet to Zion's hill. Would to God that we could see more witnesses of these blessings. He might bring back those that might be on the edge, as it were, of coming back. Well, the time of love will come when they shall clearly see what that not only has he shed his blood, but he shed it for you and for me. What a sacrificial death. Jesus stands in your room, place, and stead. You see, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. To whom else can we go then to see Jesus Christ the righteous and present our petition before him as our intercessor, and that he might make intercession before the Father's throne, that we might have the evidences of being born of God, and we're looking to the Jesus to confirm our souls with signs following. So we bless the Lord. And so, you know, our works won't be evil. We should seek to have a clear mind as to the will of God in our pathway. Show me now, Lord, of thy way. Lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. The enemies of the world surround you and me in our daily lives. And when we look around sometimes, dare we point a finger at them? For there go you and me, but for almighty grace, arresting you and causing you to begin to be in one, to know something of this real religion. Take the word and seal it upon your soul, that you might know something, what it is to seek the righteousness of Christ. Away from self-righteousness, that won't save you. That'll deter you from receiving the righteousness of Christ. And so we need the Lord to lead and guide us into all truth and to apply the truth, because he says you shall know it. And so real religion is something that you and I possess, of the work of grace, of the work of the Spirit, of what the Lord has revealed to you, has shown you. As you order your footsteps, as he guides you by his counsel, and afterwards receive you into glory. Should I counsel thee to buy me gold, tried in the fire, living faith like unto gold? You trust him for his faithfulness. You trust him for giving you divine direction. You may come to two points in your life. Which way to take? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he's near. He'll not fail you. He'll not deceive you. He'll not trick you like the devil will. But he'll guide you. And he'll guide you in a sure and a certain way. And he'll say, certainly, I will be with thee as you seek grace to honour him. What a mercy. Oh, to be favoured to know that he honours you. And you won't get lifted up with pride because he's honoured you and favoured you. But you have to say, why me? Why such a wretch as me? It must forever lie in hell. We're not salvation free. Oh, we had to prove it is free and sovereign grace that saves a wretch like me, like you. And we shall realize how favored we are, born of God. And when countless dear friends will drop into hell at last, or for who is a God like unto him? To pardon your iniquity, wash you clean, and create in you and me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within you, looking unto Jesus. Therefore the world knoweth not him. They say, away with him, crucify him. Look how they're trying to undermine religion in the day and age that we live in, withholding Bibles for instruction in schools as the one thing. And all, you know, if the blind lead the blind, will they not fall into the ditch? We've got blind leaders. We got those, dear friends, that would trick you into believing something that is not true. We have all the those, dear friends, like Darwin, deceivers, dear friends. And even in the day and age we live, the free willers, the Arminians, as we call them, who think you've only got to believe and be saved. It's a right statement, but it's the way it's spoken. You've only got to believe. How can you and I believe in this? In what man thinks and what man's plans are. Oh, it's been brought, diminished and brought low, and to know something that the sons of God know, because they only know the truth and receive it faithfully from God's own lips, as he makes known to them that he alone can teach you and me to walk in his paths. Well, who teach? No longer in a corner, but he will teach you to number your days. He will teach you to trust in him and wait upon him till he renew your strength with those tokens and evidences that those promises that he gave you maybe years back were from the Lord and not from man. Because, as I say, there are many false apostles that we've been reading today that have gone out into the world. And so we need to try the spirits. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth and apply it, and you'll know it. And you'll hold fast to a little, seeming little, but bless God for a substance in that little, because it'll stand you in good stead in life's journey and bring you to glory at last. Oh, what a saviour. Doesn't it grieve you and me to think there are so few that want to hear these truths, that want to believe in the Bible? Because God will judge them. And this is a painful thought to you and me, as we have those that we're concerned about in our lives. But the Lord alone will not change. And there'll be change and decay all around, I see, but thou who changes not, you say, abide with me, the day is far spent. But what a blessed mercy that Jesus can impute to you and me righteousness. It's for not for anything that's worth in you and me. It's through his glorious love to your soul that were recorded in the book of life before you and I were even thought of. That he thought of. He knows every son and daughter of God that's been, will as yet has been born again and has been saved, and those yet to come. And what a mercy if you and I know this and have found a little hope that the Lord has called you out of nature's darkness and transformed you into the kingdom of his dear Son, and you're united to Christ, the true and the living vine. And that's where you and I will draw that life-giving sap that you draw. You're drawn by the cause of man, by the bands of his love, and your favour to know that he has called you as a son or daughter of God by blessed adoption. And he says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And you'll wait upon the Lord to command you. This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right or to the left. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Because Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Blessed soul, then, you will be wanting to know the Lord, and you will spend your life seeking the Lord and hoping to find a portion here and there for yourself to sustain you. He'll uphold you with his right hand. He'll not leave you to turn back. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. This is the way, walk in it, when ye turn to the right or to the left. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, not consumed. Oh, this is a wonderful favour to feel your hope in yourself. You know, he gives you that confidence of faith to press on in the journey. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him, not from man. Man cannot save you, but the Spirit of the Lord can anoint you. And when we have that anointing, you know, you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and there's truth and there's no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. You're united to Christ. He'll not let you go because he has bought you, it's cost him dearly. He's not going to leave one hoof behind of his chosen people. Oh, what a blessed mercy to have such faith, to believe in what the Word of God reveals to you. Because he says, I change not. There's no change. Change and declare all around. I say, oh, thou that changest not, abide with me. United to Christ, the true and the living vine, to fulfill what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us. On such love my soul still ponder. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. What a high standard we have to keep, but Lord, the Lord alone can keep you there. The Lord alone can guide you there, protect, preserve, and keep you there, to be as a wall of fire round about you, and he, the God, the glory, and the beast. What a Saviour, what precious promises that the Lord has left on record for such sinners as you and me. Is anything too hard for the Lord in your case and mine? Never. Never too hard. To your soul, you look for a confirmation that he would confirm your soul as being one of these sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. He'll drive out the buyers. He'll deliver you from false religions, from dry doctrine, which can never save you. But he'll give you, dear friends, grace to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Fight a good fight of faith that you might lay hold at last on eternal life. Oh, what a Saviour. May he bless you and keep you the same, waiting upon the Lord. Time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but he shall say for me, behold, that all his beloved also try. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Oh, we want to be upon our watchtower to be kept, don't we? And we shall be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed the last times. Oh, may the Lord then bless our few remarks this day. May he pardon all amiss, and forgive all our sins for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn number 750. The tune is Lydia 177. Come, ye that know and fear the Lord, and lift your souls above. Let every heart and voice accord to sing that God is love. This precious truth his word declares, and all his mercies prove. Jesus, the gift of gifts, appears to show that God is love.
Seven fifty.
the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest in the Bible this age. Amen.